children here today? Hey, buddies. How you doing?
You probably
I got it. Hey there, my name is Victor. What's your name?
Braden.
You want to sit up here, Braden? There you go, buddy. Thanks. How many of you have animals at home? That's way too many. Two. That's the right amount, I think. Four. Wow. How many? Do you have any animals? Okay, that's all right. You got mommy. That's better than an animal. Do you have any animals? What do you have? A what? Well, I'm sorry. What do you have?
A stuffed pterodactyl.
A stuffed pterodactyl. Okay. Wow. And what else? Wow, those are amazing animals. Okay, well, I have some animals here. Do you want to see? Let's see, here's this man. You want to take out an animal and see if you can tell me what this is? Okay, that's a bad idea for you. How about you? Okay, yeah. Okay, do you have that animal at home? Do you know what that is? What's that animal?
A lion.
A lion. Do you have one at home?
No.
No lions at home. How about you? Want to take an animal out here? Yeah, this is a big decision here. Yeah. Ooh. Do you know what that is?
A walrus.
How do you know that? Because you're smart.
Because he has tusks.
Do you have a walrus at home?
No.
Why not?
I have because that kind of book at home.
Yeah, you don't have a walrus at home. You want to take one out? Uh-oh. What's that?
A duck.
Do you have a duck at home?
Mm-mm.
No ducks at home. Okay. How about you? You want to take one out here, buddy? Not too much left. What's that?
A dog.
A dog. Okay, wait, let's do one more time. Let's keep looking at that thing, because I want you to say a different word. Can you be anything else? What about those ears?
Me.
Let's see. Well, it could be a dog. You know what?
It could be.
What if it's a dog? I was thinking it was a rabbit, but wow, what if it's a rabbit dog?
Yeah. Kind of a rabbit.
So you think it's a dog. You know what? You might be right. I'm sorry. I was thinking it was a rabbit. Okay. You guys, you want to take this out?
No.
It needs to come out of there. Oh, my goodness. What's that?
Deer.
What is it?
Deer.
Sort of like a deer? Any other ideas? These are kind of funny horns here. Well, we'll call it a deer. I thought it was a moose, but I could be wrong. Anyway, we're going to call it a deer. You hold on to those things, because those animals have all been sitting in a box for the last couple of years, and no one has been holding them. So if you could hold them, that would be nice. So those are animals that we don't really have at home. Do any of you have a kitty cat?
I have a kitty cat named Cinderella.
Cinderella. Barney. Well, I want to tell you about my kitty cat. I want to tell you about my kitty cat. A long time ago, I went to the pound to get a dog. And it was January in New York, and there was 2 feet of snow on the ground. And I went there to get a dog. And I guess I thought it was going to be outside in the snow, and I didn't have a leash, and I didn't have a dog dish. This was a really bad idea. It wasn't very smart. But what was smart is I had my wife with me when I went to get a dog. And she said, "We're not ready for a dog." So we went into a different room, and they had kitty cats. And there was this room, and there were 17 little cages. And they had a little grating in the front, and two cats stuck their hand through the grate and went like this. Can you believe that? And I thought, well, I got to have one of those cats. So we went over there, and we opened up the cages like we weren't really supposed to do. And we took them out, and my wife was holding a cat, and I was holding a cat. And as we were holding them, and they were starting to purr, a lady marched in the room and says, "That's my cat." I thought, well, why was your cat sleeping here last night? She says, well, I was here yesterday, and that's my cat. So we kind of said, okay, it's your cat. We still had one cat left. And it was really pretty. You know how cats have that kind of tiger pattern? And you know how lots of times they're black and white? This one was black and gold. And we thought, that looks like California gold there. So we called her California. Kind of a weird name, but we called her Callie for short, which kind of worked. So we took Callie home, and then we had to take her to the veterinarian. You know what they are? A veterinarian? It's too big a word. Forget it. I think it's a doctor for animals. We took the cat to the veterinarian because we were told to do that. And he went there, and he was feeling around. He said, oh, my goodness, she has some kind of a swelling in her belly. I thought, that sounds bad, because there's this word called tumors, which I don't like. I thought, oh, no, we like this cat. Now it's got a tumor. But he says, good news. It's not a tumor. It's babies. And I thought, oh, no. I only wanted one cat. But you know what was good about it? Because I'd paid $20 for this cat, which I thought was a lot of money. And I thought, well, if I get four or five little cats, the price will go down per cat. So that was the good news. I was getting a better deal. So I came home, and for some reason, I know a little bit about humans having babies, but I know nothing about cats having babies. But my wife read up on it. So one night, our cat, she came upstairs, and she meowed, and she almost grabbed my wife by the ankle and said, come with me to the basement. To our basement, you had to go down one flight of stairs, come to a landing, go down another site, and it was a whole big basement, and there was a heater down there. And we put a box there, and the mama cat was there just making this noise. Like she was in pain, but she wasn't in pain yet, but maybe she was, I don't know. And all of a sudden, you know what came out of the mommy cat? It was a little ball of brown, and it was wrapped up in a little sandwich bag. It was all wrapped up tight, and this little thing was in there. Have you ever had, what are those things called that you get at the Thai restaurant, those spring rolls? A spring roll? You ever had a spring roll? Anyway, here was this little thing all wrapped up in a little bag, and it kind of looked like an itty-bitty kitty cat. And it was moving around and squirming. I thought, holy cow, the kitty cats come out in little bags? And the mommy started licking it, and she licked the bag off, and all of a sudden here was an itty-bitty kitty cat. And it was moving around. It was kind of cute. But then the mommy let out another big noise. And another little plastic bag came out. And it was all white and pink and didn't look, and it wasn't moving. I thought, uh-oh, it's not alive. But I thought, oh, well, we didn't want that many cats. And two more came out. We got four little kitty cats. How out of this one mommy. And they're all pretty cute. Well, I used to go down to feed the cats each day. And there was the first one who was Bazarov. And the second one who didn't move, and I thought she was going to die. We called her Marie Antoinette because she was a queen of France who died. So we thought, this one's going to die. That's a good name for her. And then we had Juliet and Eloise. And you know what? Every day I'd go down to feed the cats. You know what the itty-bitty Marie Antoinette would do? Can you help me for a minute? Can you come up here? It's kind of weird. Can you lie on your back right here? Can you do that? It's kind of weird because I'm going to show you what this little kitty cat did. If you just lie on your back here, you'll have to put down the dog or the rabbit. Lie on your back and put your hands up in the air. Can you lie down and put your feet up and put your hands up and your feet up too and then move them around? Perfect. That's what she'd do. She'd lie on the floor and she'd want me to scratch her belly. Thank you. Thank you very much. And she didn't even care about eating. She just wanted me to scratch her belly. That was pretty weird, huh? The other kitty cats would be running over to the food to eat, but Marie Antoinette just wanted to be loved, just wanted her belly scratched. So she was so cute. And then there came a time when they were getting bigger and bigger, and we couldn't feed them all, so we had to get rid of them. And guess which one we kept? The one that liked her belly scratched. And she was the one that I thought wasn't even going to make it when she first came out. because she was so little and wasn't moving. And so I was really surprised because when I first saw her, I didn't think she was alive. She was too small, and she wasn't that pretty. But she turned out to be the friendliest little kitty cat. So you know what I found out? Which cat do you think we kept? Because we kept one. Which one do you think we kept? The one that liked her belly scratch, Marie Antoinette. And so it taught me a lesson. Sometimes you can meet people, and it doesn't look like you're going to like them very much. You think, well, I don't think I'm going to like that person. And you can be surprised over time, and they can become your favorite people. And that's what I found out from Marie Antoinette. Can I have these funny animals back and put them back in the box here?